In the last 3 years, I wonder if you can guess how many ag tech companies have started up in Australia. The answer is around 400 of them. 400 ag tech companies up and going. Now, some of them will be successful and make a lot of money, but a lot of them will fail. In amongst this space, looking for winners is Tenacious Ventures, which is Australia's first venture capital firm that is dedicated to agriculture and food technology. I caught up with one of its co-founders, Sarah Nowlett.
So we are Australia's first dedicated agri-food tech venture capital firm, which is a bunch of buzzwords that means we invest in startups in agriculture and food.
How long have you been going for?
So my business partner Matthew and I have been raising the fund for about a year, and as of yesterday, actually, we just did our first close on the fund, and so we've written our first two term sheets. Again, all of that basically means we're ready to invest in our first two companies.
So what are the sort of things that you're looking at?
So I unfortunately can't yet talk about those two companies, but I would say generally some themes we're excited about are all along the whole value chain. So ag tech is definitely not just selling widgets to farmers. There's heaps of frustration around that, I would say. But everything from autonomy and robotics, helping labor savings and bringing efficiency in. We're seeing waste management solutions, circular economy solutions that can help turn kind of trash to treasure, so to speak. We're really interested in the area of kind of soil carbon and natural capital. How do we unlock value for farmers to get rewarded for the practices that they're often already doing? And then even downstream, looking at processing and packaging, how do we give more sustainable options for consumers, and how do we bring efficiencies into that value chain?
In your role, what's it like trying to work out what sort of ag tech's out there and then what sort of things farmers actually want?
It's for sure the hardest but most rewarding part of my job. I always say that I came into agriculture for the kind of technology and innovation and impact, and have stayed for the people. And I absolutely am so honored and inspired to spend time on farms and with farmers, especially in Australia where they're so innovative. But it is hard to kind of match those two things. And you know, it would be hard if I came up to you and said, you know, what's your biggest problem? It's not on the top of your head that you just have a problem that's well scoped and well defined, and a startup can just begin solving it.
Yeah.
So it's actually the nuance of how do you understand challenges, how do you help startups get out on farm and connect with farmers, and how do you help farmers be more than just customers, actually get involved, whether they're investors or early users, giving feedback, being kind of R&D partner to some of these companies.
Around the world, there's ag tech startups happening all the time. How is Australia placed, do you think, when we compare the ecosystems, if I could use a buzzword, of, say, America and Europe, South America?
It's funny, actually. So when I was first coming to Australia, my colleagues and friends in Silicon Valley said, oh, you know, why would you go to Australia for ag and ag tech? Why don't you go to New Zealand? And I said, oh, well, that doesn't make sense to me. New Zealand's much smaller. You know, why would I go there? And they said, well, you know, it's much more coordinated. It's much more collaborative. It's much more kind of a common brand. When they come to places like Silicon Valley, they come as one Kiwi delegation instead of, you know, the wool industry fighting with the red meat industry or this state and that state fighting in Australia. And I'm really excited to say that we're really making a lot of progress on those challenges here in Australia. So when I first got here, that was pretty true. But now we do have a much more coordinated and collaborative ecosystem. We have more farmers involved. We have really good companies coming out. We're starting to break down those silos and collaborate more. So Australia's kind of on the global scene and a really big player, as evidenced by so many of the international investors and corporates here in the room at Evoke.
Do you see one avenue of tech in particular you think Australia can be a standout in?
Yeah, so for sure we have really strong agricultural research here, and that goes from everything in robotics, genetics. We have great programs now in novel food ingredients. So there's lots of strength in research. But I would say, at least for Tenacious, we're not as focused on technologies, but more about the team and the business model and how does it really deliver value to an end user. Because we've seen that when you focus too much on the technology, you can end up kind of pushing things into the industry and focusing too much on the widgets and not enough on the value it creates.
Late last year, the federal government actually gave Tenacious quite a large grant. What's it expecting?
So we actually, just to clarify a little bit there, so we have two cornerstone investors. One is private in the form of Mike Cannon Brooks, who is co-founder of Atlassian, and the other is the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. So those are two cornerstone investors. They've both made equity investments into our fund, and we have a number of other investors. We have about 20 investors. We have a corporate strategic partner. We have a number of growers and agribusiness executives and farmland funds who see the potential of these new business models to have both a positive impact, but also to really deliver value to the sector and hopefully make some money on the way.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.